Tipsy Lips by Noona Puni. Read by Nitrisa. Fandom, NCT. Relationship, Doyoung, Taeyong.
That doesn't really look like responsible drinking, to be honest, Taeyong stated once he turned his head to look at his best friend, who was currently burying his face in his palms. The other was seated at the kitchen table behind him, busy questioning his own decisions.
Shut up.
Doyoung's muffled and ever so whiny voice reached his ears soon after, his back turned towards his best friend again.
I told you not to drink that last shot.
Who would have thought they'd actually do it? Taeyong couldn't help but grin as he continued to clean some dishes. The reason Doyoung was this drunk really was a surprise after all. He just enjoyed teasing him a little.
Right, but good for them. I feel like that was long overdue.
Doyoung chuckled after a sigh of disbelief passed through his lips.
Yeah, but like, wow.
He still couldn't believe it. Jaehyun and Yuta kissing each other, let alone like that. Tongue and all.
I mean, they're best friends or whatever.
Doyoung's foggy mind was rattling since nothing made sense to him anymore. He definitely wasn't judging them, though. He was just fascinated by what he had witnessed a few minutes ago, and a little too drunk. Stupid bet. Why again did he agree to it? What did he want to prove to Johnny? That he knew Jaehyun better than him? Great idea, because apparently he really did not. He absolutely gained nothing from it except an aching body, which he definitely deserved for his cockiness.
You never thought about what it would be like to kiss me?
Taeyong then asked without turning back around, calmly placing plate after plate on the drying rack beside the sink, as if he didn't just knowingly push his best friend's panic button. Taeyong felt dizzy just hearing the question from Taeyong, but he wasn't prepared for what would follow once he started to think about it. Even though he was very well aware of the fact that it's very normal to fantasize about your friends romantically, and even sexually, it still felt like a big deal to him to do so and, above all, to admit it. A lump formed in Doyoung's throat, preventing him from voicing any thought. What thoughts, though? There were none left since he was so terribly overwhelmed by this question. An uncomfortably tight feeling started to form in his chest. He really disliked losing control. Did he ever? Well, yeah. There was nobody to fool. He surely spent one or the other moment thinking about kissing Taeyong here and there. Maybe a little more often than a best friend should. Maybe a little more frequent than he'd ever like to admit. Doyoung could feel the pace of his heartbeat quicken drastically, and his burning cheeks felt hotter with every passing second. He definitely couldn't tell Taeyong that, though. Maybe once or twice, Doyoung lied with a small voice, pretending that Taeyong's question didn't just reawaken things he desperately tried to forget.
Only once or twice?
Doyoung could have sworn he heard sincere disappointment in Taeyong's voice, as the latter gasped and pouted at him playfully.
Man, I thought we were closer than that,
Taeyong confessed before turning back around to face the other. He grabbed the towel and dried his hands peacefully, while Doyoung was yet again spiraling.
Huh? Why?
Doyoung asked, leg bouncing, brows furrowed.
We have been friends for, like, forever. And you only thought about it once or twice?
I don't know. Maybe a couple more times. I don't remember. Why does it matter? What's so bad about it?
Why are you getting so defensive?
Taeyong smirked, a suspicious sparkle in his eyes.
I feel like you're hiding something.
Don't make things weird! Doyoung cried out in despair, ruffling and pulling on his own hair. Taeyong was so casual about this and it drove him insane.
I'm not the one making things weird,
Taeyong grinned, as he slowly made his way over to Doyoung, who was watching him carefully. What was going on?
You're thinking about it again, aren't you?
Taeyong then asked, with victory written all over his face, and for a split second, Doyoung thought that he was safe. That all Taeyong wanted to achieve was to increase the number of times Doyoung thought about kissing him.
Well, that wasn't Taeyong's plan at all. He had greater things in mind.
Do you want to do it?
Want to do what? Taeyong gulped. This wasn't happening, right?
Kiss me, you idiot.
Kiss you? Taeyong stuttered out, his body tensing up.
Yes, kiss me.
Taeyong mocked Taeyong with a sweet smile on his lips. He was well aware of what was going on inside of the other. Taeyong was of a shy nature in general and often taken aback by Taeyong's straightforwardness. Yet he had never seen Taeyong this red before.
Isn't it going to be weird afterwards?
Taeyong wanted to punch himself straight in the face for asking that question. Could he be any more obvious? He could have just said no. Instead, he was stupidly exposing that he was indeed thinking about kissing Taeyong.
I'm sure it won't be any weirder than now.
Taeyong wanted to reassure Taeyong about this. Sure, it was a big deal, but after all, they were best friends and knew each other better than anyone. This wouldn't hurt, would it?
I've been thinking about this a lot. I can't lie. Your lips are too pretty not to wonder about how they would feel on mine,
Taeyong confessed, causing the angles of Taeyong's oh-so-pretty lips to twitch a little.
Thanks?
Taeyong asked, as if not sure whether it was a compliment or not, his hand slowly but surely withdrawing inside the sleeves of his oversized grey sweater. He was so nervous, and Taeyong's heart melted a bit for him. Not the first time, but definitely one he'd remember the longest.
I don't know if this is a good idea.
Taeyong blew out some air, and Taeyong could smell the hard liquor in his breath from where he sat. Some people loosen up when drunk. Taeyong, on the other hand, did the exact opposite. In many ways, he was the more confident one of the two. But every single time it came down to romance, sex, gender, and sexuality, Taeyong crumbled in front of Taeyong. Of course, he never judged him for it, but he became pretty aware of Taeyong's timidity. He was questioning a lot of things and never knew how to handle these topics well. As Taeyong's best friend for years, Taeyong was very sensible of Taeyong's personal struggles and that he was still actively figuring out his sexuality. So, obviously, he always tried his best to boost the other's confidence, sometimes by educating and other times just by listening. This time was no different. He felt like Taeyong's overthinking nature was once again holding him back from trying what had been on his mind for quite a while already. He could tell by just looking into his quivering eyes.
Do you trust me?
Taeyong broke the almost suffocating silence between the two after a short break. Taeyong frowned at the question and blinked his eyes.
Of course, he said sternly, yet the confusion this question sparked in him was very obvious.
Taeyong leaned a little closer, reaching out for Taeyong's hands, which were still hidden inside his sweater paws.
Then you can trust me on this, too. It's okay to try things. I'd love to kiss you, and if you want to kiss me, too, what's the big deal?
Taeyong was right, and Taeyong had to admit it. Too many times did he wish for something like this to happen. What was holding him back now that a kiss from Taeyong was served to him on a silver platter? Well, he was scared because it was all fantasy up to this point, and suddenly something that felt so forbidden before became completely acceptable. Taeyong wanted to kiss him, too. It felt like a dream and a nightmare at the same time. Taeyong felt like he was stuck in limbo. He had no idea what to think, to feel, or what to do next. He couldn't wrap his head around it. He could actually kiss Taeyong?
Taeyong? Damn.
Taeyong tried to express another concern of his, unable to form any words, though. He felt so shy. Of course, Taeyong knew everything about him, but it was still awkward for him to kiss Taeyong as a rather inexperienced kisser. The latter had shared many and probably all kinds of kisses with not only one person before. And then there was him. Personally, he definitely never felt uncomfortable with his lack of experience, as this kind of stuff wasn't a priority for him. But in this case, he did feel excruciatingly uncomfortable.
A nervous chuckle fell from his lips as he raised his shoulders in a poor attempt to hide. Where? He had no idea, but maybe his sweater would magically swallow him up and hide his face for him.
You know, I never really, like, shared an actual kiss before, right?
You're afraid to make a fool out of yourself? Taeyong asked straight away, his eyebrows slightly raised.
Yeah. Taeyong slumped, a faint and unsure smile on his lips.
Taeyong's heart ached at the sight. He wished he could take all his fears and worries away. He understood why Taeyong was concerned about it, but he would never expect anything from him in any way. How could he? He knew how sensitive Taeyong was, even when he really liked to hide that sometimes.
I totally get that. But it's not that serious, I promise. Apart from that, I could lead you. We don't need to share a real kiss, as you might call it. Let's just go in for a peck, if that's better.
Okay. Are you sure? Doyong's sudden change of mind and determination surprised Taeyong, so he wanted to make sure before it was too late. Instead, that question accidentally made the other panic a little once more.
Stop making me think about it!
Taeyong whined and pulled his right hand out of Taeyong's grip that gently slapped his arm.
Okay, okay. Taeyong couldn't help but laugh at Taeyong's adorable behavior.
I'm sorry, he apologized, his dark eyes focusing on the pair in front of him. Taeyong felt like he couldn't breathe anymore the longer he stared at Taeyong, the more he leaned in. Soon, Taeyong's left hand reached out for Taeyong's nape, long fingers carefully brushing over skin and hair, as he slowly secured his grip and steadied Doyong's head.
No turning back now, Doyong told himself once Taeyong's warm breath ghosted over his skin, his lips parting slightly and his eyes slowly fluttering shut.
Before the two even knew it, the gap between their lips completely shut, skin touching skin, softly, sweetly, innocently. It didn't last long, the feather-like touch almost too short for Doyong to actually feel anything of this highly anticipated connection. Once it was over, and he faced Taeyong, he had to admit it really wasn't enough for him to feel satisfied. His lips were burning for Taeyong's.
And? Taeyong asked, with a soft and sweet smile on his face as he tried his best to study Doyong's dreamy expression.
There was something about it, but he just couldn't quite put a finger on it. Taeyong scoffed and shook his head softly before his free hand went on a daring journey neither of the two saw coming. Just like Taeyong, Taeyong placed his hand on the back of his neck, gently pulling him in and closing the gap between the two one more time. Taeyong could feel his whole body tremble as their lips were just mere millimeters apart. The way Taeyong suddenly took the lead and they switched positions in the situation made his heart jump. Somehow, he really liked the sight of Taeyong. He always did. Still, he never imagined to experience it like this. As their lips melted together in yet another kiss, it didn't take long for Taeyong's to start moving. Soon, both pairs doing so in harmony, causing the sweetest amount of friction, one kiss following another, with only short breaks in between. When their heads tilted in opposite directions, and hands aimlessly caressing each other's necks and shoulders, Taeyong's were soon placed on either side of Doyong's waist, while the latter wrapped his arms loosely around the other's neck. He slowly shifted closer to Taeyong, already sitting on the edge of his seat. All the shyness was long forgotten, as he completely lost himself in the kiss. Taeyong's warmth and tender touch at such a sensitive part of his body, he felt like he was floating, Taeyong being the only thing keeping him from flying away.
Taeyong, I...
Yo! What's taking you two so long? We are...
Oh.
Mark's voice suddenly interrupted Taeyong as he burst into the kitchen, probably expecting the two just be hanging out, but, well...
Ah!
He repeated, before laughing awkwardly, just staring at the two, who practically jumped apart, backs hitting the hard wooden rest of the chairs. A strangled sound escaped Doyong's throat, his head bright red and eyes wide as he stared back at Mark, who was nervously fumbling with the hem of his shirt.
Meanwhile, loud steps echoed in the hallway. Great, Taeyong thought. Poor Dayong would not handle this well.
Ooh, what's going on here?
Johnny, as nosy as always, stormed in and pushed Mark aside to catch a glimpse of what was happening, and apparently he wasn't disappointed.
Whoa, wait, what, guys? Were you making out?
He blurted out as he raised his fist to his mouth to cover it.
Whoa, Dayong, didn't expect that from you. Ugh, you're so nosy, Taeyong complained, as he quickly turned around to face Johnny, who was already busy whispering to someone hidden behind the doorframe.
He knew there wasn't a point in arguing with him at the moment, so he just let it go. It bothered him, though. Why would he always share everything with everyone? He definitely had to talk to him about it sometime. Sighing heavily, he then turned his head back to Mark, who was still standing in front of him like a deer in headlights.
What about you?
Oh, me?
He pointed at himself, his smile a bit forced.
Oh, I just missed you guys.
Another awkward chuckle emerged his throat as he rubbed the back of his head. But I didn't want to interrupt anything.
Mark, as sweet as always.
The angel he was, he didn't want to bother Taeyong and Dayong any longer. Hence he decided to quickly leave and close the door behind himself to give the two some privacy and time to figure things out in case it was needed.
Well,
Taeyong sighed in relief, turning back to face Dayong, who was still blushing furiously and chewing on his lower lip, head lowered.
Are you okay?
I guess. Dayong smiled softly before pressing his lips together. He didn't look okay to Taeyong, but he didn't want to force him to tell him the truth. Dayong needed his time to process, he guessed. So all he did was smile at him before moving his hand to ruffle his hair lovingly.
Ignoring the fact that Johnny basically killed the mood, this was really nice.
Yeah, Dayong agreed, sounding a little more convincing this time, that made Taeyong's heart flutter.
It really was really nice.
And there it was again, that small gesture of raising his shoulders.
Maybe we should do it again sometime, Taeyong suggested, with a playful smirk on his face.
He could see Dayong's eyes light up a little as the latter finally dared to look back up at him.
Maybe, he grinned back, biting his lower lip in the process.
Cute.
Let's talk about it later, then. I guess it's best to just go back. Well, if you think you can handle Johnny.
It's gonna be fine, Dayong laughed softly, before getting up together with Taeyong, who offered him a hand in case he felt dizzy or in any way unwell. I'm used to handling his annoying ass. The end. Thanks for listening.